Hey, this is Dan with another CBP Audio Boo. This is CBP Audio Boo number 74, Avengers 241. So this is the wrap-up issue of the Spider-Woman slash Morgan Le Fay Super Bowl battle for her soul. So last issue we found out that Morgan Le Fay was the big bad behind Spider-Woman's condition. And so the Avengers, with the help of Doctor Strange, Hank Pym, and the Shroud, are here to do something about it. So this issue opens up with Doctor Strange putting a magical barrier around Spider-Woman's room. He's like, look, the less civilians in here, the better. So it's just the Avengers and the aforementioned characters. You know, they're working on getting her back, getting Spider-Woman's essence back from the astral plane where she's stuck there with her guy pal Magnus. When all of a sudden Morgan Le Fay appears on one of the walls, like Jumbotron style, and she's like, "It's me. I'm the one doing all this, and you can't beat me, and I'm powerful, and eventually I'm going to be in Jessica Drew's body. This is revenge. She wronged me. She's the one who destroyed my physical form and sent me to the astral plane in the first place, so this is my payback, blah, blah, blah." And she hulks like, "Yeah, well, sister, you got to go through us to finish." She's like, "Okay." So from the astral plane, Morgan Le Fay starts sending all kinds of, like, spiked tendrils and evil bats and all kinds of weird things to combat the Avengers, to keep them occupied while, you know, she's slowly pulling Spider-Woman further and further from the corporeal plane. So the Avengers are fighting all this stuff back, and Doctor Strange is like, look, normally I'd be able to do something about this, but I've got to focus everything I have on, you know, keeping her, you know, Spider-Woman tethered to our plane, so you guys got to take care of this. And the Wasp is like, hey, I've got an idea. So they decide to take the fight to Morgan Le Fay. So, and if this had been like a comic book done now, this would have been like a huge splash page. It would have been awesome. It would have been like a dun-dun-dun moment, like a fist pump moment. But the next panel is Scarlet Witch, She-Hulk, Star Fox, and Shroud. They go to the astral plane, and they're like, what's up? You want some of this? And it's a really cool, it's kind of like a, like I said, it would be like a really cool pin-up panel or something like that, you know, like a heroic pose type thing. But since it was done like back in the day, it's not as you know, ostentatious as it would be done today, not as, you know, pretty and all that. It's just another panel. And so they, like I said, they start taking the fight to Morgan Le Fay. And on the flip side, like I said, on our side, you know, Tigra, Wasp, Captain Marvel are still fighting back. You know, they're trying to protect Jessica Drew's physical body and also keep them, you know, keep things occupied so Doctor Strange and Pym and, you know, can still do their thing. Oh, I forgot to mention earlier, Captain Marvel did get a chance to finally assist Doctor Strange and Hank Pym. And, you know, when before the fighting started, when Strange and Pym were, you know, monitoring Jessica Drew, she's on, Captain Marvel was on her vitals. She was on vitals duty, where Pym was like, Captain Marvel, how's her vitals? And Captain Marvel got to say, you know, like, weak but steady. It's like, oh yeah, she finally got to use her paramedic training. Yay for Captain Marvel. She's not a loser. But she is. So back to the astral plane. The astral form of Spider-Woman kind of regains astral consciousness, if that makes sense. She was blasted by Morgan Le Fay in the last issue. So she kind of wakes up and she's like, what the heck's going on? And Doctor Strange senses her, you know, her essence on the astral plane. So he whips out the big guns, the Eye of Agamotto, and it flies up. It attaches itself to his forehead, so he's got, you know, like a third eye going on. And it shoots this energy or this, you know, this spell, and it goes to the astral plane, and it kind of tethers her, like it shows her the light, and she's like, and he's like, you know, follow the light, you know, it's cliche, but it works, you know. So she's like, I'm trying, but it's, you know, there's, I'm trying as best I can, but I'm still being held back, and that's Morgan Le Fay. She's, you know, still very powerful. So her buddy Magnus steps in. Now Magnus, he's got a long and involved backstory, which I'm not even going to go into, because that was like two whole pages in and of itself, which was like a page and a half too long. But he's got some magic power, you know, not as much as like, say, your Doctor Strange's or your Morgan Le Fay's, but he's, you know, he can hold his own. So he uses the last of his power to weaken the spell or the forces that are holding Spider-Woman on the astral plane. Why he couldn't do this earlier, I don't know. Excuse me. But so next thing you know, Spider-Woman just pops forward. She's in the corporeal plane. Boom! This big flash of lightning and thunder, and she's there. She starts to wake up a little bit, and Morgan Le Fay's like, Le Fay's like, no! And that's when, you know, the Avengers start taking her down, because, you know, she's losing her power. She's weak. She's, you know, discombobulated. And you know, just as they're ready to split the astral plane and leave Morgan Le Fay there, Doctor Strange places a spell on her that she is trapped in this giant stone form that she used to fight the Avengers in the first place on the astral plane. And she's like, Doctor Strange, from this point forward, I am your sworn enemy. And so, and that's the end of that. And then you find out that Spider-Woman no longer has her powers, no more sticking to walls, no more venom blasts. She's just an average person now. But she's okay with that, because she's like, you know, it'll just make things more challenging, and I can still be a private investigator. So that was it. That was the end of the issue. We see Spider-Woman again years later, thanks to B.M. Bendis, and we'll see you later for the next issue.